Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. I'm going to talk to you all about drinking water, and guess what? You don't need to drink 8 cups of water daily. Let me tell you why. It's a kind of a big urban myth, and all of my patients, all of my staff practice this. And it made me want to dive into the whole concept, like, why 8 cups of water daily? And if you think back, your age, your weight, your daily activity levels, all of these components influence how much water your body actually requires. And new research has found that meeting this age-old requirement of 8 cups of water a day is actually unnecessary. So let's debunk this myth. Where did this advice originally come from? According to the Washington Post, the recommendation to drink 8 cups per day came from the Food and Nutrition Board of the National Research Council back in 1945. They advised adults to drink 64 ounces of water daily, which referred to kind of their total water intake. That meant water from foods and water found in other beverages that would in total equal to 64 ounces daily. So that piece of advice has been widely misinterpreted, and some experts argue that that recommendation was never valid in the first place because there was no medical evidence to back it up. In order to figure out how much water your body actually needs, Herman Pontzer, a professor of evolutionary anthropology and global health at Duke University, did a study on 5,600 people from 26 different countries. The participants in the study were all different ages, from 8 days old up to 96 days old. They had different occupations, farmers, doctors, athletes, a variety. They were tracked with a gold standard technique known as doubly labeled water. So water was labeled with radioactive tracers and used to track the body's production of CO2. This allowed researchers to measure everybody's metabolism and water turnover. What did this study show? The conclusions from this study showed that the person's daily water turnover was mainly determined by their size and their body fat level. The more fat-free mass the person had, the more water they needed. For example, since men usually have a larger build and less body fat, they would need to drink more water than women. And the amount of water needed by the participants was also dependent on how many calories they burned. The more you burn calories, the more water you need, kind of like any kind of fuel engine. So other things that can influence how much water you need to ingest include the climate that you live in, your environment, your lifestyle choices. All of these things can influence the amount of water your body needs. People who live in hotter climates or engage in higher physical activity, for example, have a high level of water turnover. And women who are breastfeeding must drink more water. Studies also found that participants in less developed countries had a higher water turnover rate than those in very developed countries. And the assumption was that those people in poorer countries work jobs that were requiring more physical activity and exertion. So, while some say that this study is impressive and the findings are very interesting, other experts like Asher Rossinger, director of the Water Health and Nutrition Lab at Penn State, believe that water turnover doesn't necessarily measure how hydrated the person is. That's right. How hydrated you are may be totally independent of how much water you drink. So how can you get yourself started? The most important advice to being hydrated and drinking the right amount of water is drink when you're thirsty. Your body naturally tells you when you need more water. The drive for thirst is supposed to drive our water regulation. You don't need to force yourself to drink more. You don't need to carry around those giant 2-liter jugs that mark off how much to drink every hour, because that's very artificial. Prioritize water over sugary beverages, fruit juices, carbonated beverages. Just straight water is best. Coffee and tea are fine, but remember, they have diuretics in them, so they're actually depleting you a bit. Remember, lots of foods are filled with water, like watermelon, cucumber, grapes, juicy fruits. Fruits that have water content have the benefit of giving you fiber, antioxidant, increase water in your diet, and in a delicious manner with so many good products. properties and vitamins, and really great for overall health. Even yogurt and even rice has water content. Drinking water is important to prevent dehydration, to maximize your physical performance, to keep everything lubricated. It improves your energy level and your brain function, maintains your balance of body fluids. Definitely important to not stay constipated. Treats kidney stones. So there's so many reasons why we require enough hydration to keep our metabolic systems flowing. So drinking 8 cups of water a day won't harm you, but it more than likely won't provide any additional benefits if you're drinking less. So if you're someone like me who's always running around, I always feel guilty that I don't drink enough water throughout the day. I'm not going to let go of that guilt because I drink when I really need to, when I'm super thirsty. And this way, I'm not spending the entire day running to the bathroom all the time. I drink when my body tells me I need to drink. So if you drink all the time, your body's going to excrete these excess fluids anyway. Keep in mind that everyone's actual water intake may be different. So while you may need to drink less water, your friend or neighbor may drink more water depending on all these factors. And above all, just don't be too judgy. Drink when you're thirsty. Don't obsess about quantities. Certainly do not require yourself to drink 8 glasses, 64 ounces, or any pre-measured 2-liter bottles in a day. It's not necessary. One more thing you don't need to do, giving you permission to relax and let nature take its course and drink when you're thirsty. That's it for now, guys. I know you think increasing hydration improves your skin quality, and it does to an extent. What you drink internally is important. What you apply externally is equally important. Don't forget to use products that draw water content into the surface of the skin, just like hyaluronic acids. I have a wonderful fractionated hyaluronic acid, my Deep Blue Hydration Serum. Look for hyaluronics that have multiple fractionated molecule sizes. That allows them to penetrate differently and to deeper depths. And these products of hyaluronic, they draw 1,000 times their water weight into the skin. So it's so important to use products that bring water into the superficial epidermis and dermal layers. We always get desiccated, dehydrated skin as we age. We don't trap enough water in the skin, and using a hydrating serum, a hyaluronic acid like our Deep Blue Hydration is key. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y, and our website is beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find our amazing Deep Blue Hydration and check me out doing amazing things for people's faces. Drink up, stay beautiful.